Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's September 2nd, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs New Era 5950 with a 1962 All-Star Game side patch purchased from Capsule Hats. That 62 contest at Wrigley marked the fourth and final time that Major League Baseball played two All-Star Games, which occurred from 1959 through 1962 as a mechanism to raise monies for the players' pension fund. In 2024, when the average MLB salary is a hair under $5 million a year and the minimum salary is $740K, it's almost incomprehensible to grasp that guys used to hold down winter jobs selling cars or substitute teaching or digging graves. But there once was a day where the pension fund was a vital mechanism for retired ballplayers. And it still is for so many men who played before the windfall brought on by free agency and exorbitant media rights deals, or for those who didn't reach the full 10 years of service time needed to fully vest, or were put out to pasture at age 25 after mere months of service, or all three. The MLB Players Association and the Baseball Assistance Team both do tremendous work to ensure the health, financial, physical, and mental, of former ballplayers, especially those who've fallen on tough times. During that stretch from 59 to 62, one Cub would play in seven of the eight All-Star games. Ernie Banks, who hit his 400th home run on this date in 1965, scoring Billy Williams and Ron Santo, the three of whom would crazily enough be together as All-Star teammates just a single time in that 1965 season.